Hello, this is the Sri Lankan News Podcast. Every day I bring you news headlines from Sri Lanka. If you would like to stay updated about the daily news, politics and international relations of Sri Lanka, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Hello and welcome to the Sri Lankan News Podcast. Today is Friday, 11th of June, 2021. Taking a look at the headlines, the daily FT headline reads, Bouquets and brickbats from Sri Lanka's biggest investor. This is a piece on the Chinese ambassador's speech at the Sri Lanka Investor Forum. The Daily Mirror headline reads as, New guidelines to be introduced after lifting the travel restrictions. It also has another headline that reads, EU Parliament adopts a resolution on Sri Lanka. Meanwhile, the Dinamina newspaper reports that a number of COVID-positive cases of the Alpha variant have been found from many places across the country. The Daily News also reports that both the Alpha and Delta variants have been found in Sri Lanka. Taking a closer look at these headlines, Daily FT reports that China, Sri Lanka's biggest investor this week, recommended Sri Lanka for international companies, saying that the time is right to harness opportunities, even though the country needed to address several long-standing challenges. Speaking at the Sri Lanka Investment Forum, the Chinese ambassador Qi Jianhong said, long-standing strong ties between Sri Lanka and China continue to be enhanced further. He said that Sri Lanka's national policy framework with Stars of Prosperity and Splendor is being embraced by the Belt and Road Initiative of China. As a result, more and more Chinese businesses are investing here in increasingly diverse areas, ranking first on the list of FDI stock in Sri Lanka. He has also expressed confidence in the strong commitment by the government to address challenges and noted that with the wisdom of experienced investors, China was looking at an extremely promising future of its investment cooperation with Sri Lanka. However, he also pointed out that Sri Lanka needed to create reason as a last resort to initiate a procedure for the temporary withdrawal of Sri Lanka's GSP Plus status. The EU Parliament adopted three resolutions on the human rights situations at the Spanish-Moroccan border, in Russia and in Sri Lanka. The resolution on Sri Lanka was adopted with 628 votes in favour, 15 against and 40 abstentions. The resolution notes that the EU Parliament expresses its deep concern about Sri Lanka's alarming slide towards a recurrence of grave human rights violations as described by the most recent UN report on the country. Members reiterated their strong opposition to the continued application of the controversial Prevention of Terrorism Act, which grants the police broad powers to search, arrest and detain civilian suspects. The resolution alleged that the PTA has led to consistent and well-founded allegations of torture, sexual abuse and forced confessions. The resolution calls on the Sri Lankan authorities to fulfill their pledge to review and repeal the act and replace it with an anti-terrorism legislation which follows international best practices. Daily Mirror also reports that President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has instructed the officials to order a batch of vaccine as the third dose, taking the ongoing global situation into account and based on the recommendations by the medical experts. The president has noted that a number of leading countries have already ordered vaccines for the third dose and highlighted the importance of paying attention to this development and preparing Sri Lanka as well for a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccines. Dinamina says that the Army Commander General Shavendra Silva has said that whether ongoing island-wide travel restrictions will be lifted on Monday the 14th has not yet been decided. Lankadipa reports that even if the restrictions are lifted, various restrictions including provincial travel restrictions will remain in place. Dr. Chandima Jayavardhana from the Sri Jayavardhanapura University said that the person who is reportedly the cause of the Melbourne COVID-19 cluster in Australia has not entered the country but had travelled via Sri Lanka. Responding to a question by a journalist at a news briefing, he said that the person was only a transit passenger who had arrived from a foreign country and then departed from Sri Lanka. Staying on in news related to COVID-19, the Morning newspaper reports that the Ministry of Health classifies deaths of people with COVID-19 in two ways, namely COVID-19 deaths and deaths with COVID-19. and it is this differentiation that leads to delays in releasing statistics. According to Health Ministry Communications Director and Public Health Services Deputy Director General Dr. Hemanta Herath, what they consider a COVID-19 death is any death that would not have happened if that person had not contracted the COVID-19 infection. The official numbers record this category of deaths as COVID-19 deaths or a COVID-19 death. In other cases, if a post-mortem PCR test result comes back positive, it is regarded as a death with COVID-19. Daily Mirror reports that according to UNP Chairman Vajira Abewardena, former Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe is expected to be sworn in as a National List MP on June 22nd. He has further said that Wickremesinghe has no intention of forming a group of MPs of his own when he is appointed as a National List MP. Meanwhile, Daily News reports that the UNP yesterday claimed that the Samaggi Janabalavegya, which was mired in a leadership crisis, was on the verge of disintegration. UNP Chairman Vajira Abewardena has said and Sirikota could not even secure the power of the party they had formed less than a year ago. Daily News reports that the Environmental Minister Mahinda Amaravira has said that the effects of the environmental damage caused by the MV Express Pearl ship will remain for another 20 years and this cannot be quantified in dollars. The minister expressing views at a media briefing at the Environment Ministry yesterday said that the Marine Environment Protection Authority is currently investigating a possible oil spill from the ship. He said a large portion of the plastic which had fallen into the ocean have been collected and after they have been washed ashore. He also said, I quote, "We do not know how much more were consumed by fish in the oceans as well. According to the information I have, plastic pellets piled up on the ocean and on the beach have been collected and stored in 40 containers for destruction," end quote. The minister said, "This shows how much plastic is imported to the country in a year." He added that less than 10% of this is recycled and the rest is released to the environment. Daily News also reports that Janata Vimukti Peramuna MP Vijita Herath told journalists in Colombo yesterday that the decision to use organic fertilizer instead of chemical fertilizer was a good one, but added that it had a hidden agenda and what appears on the surface is not on the inside. MP Vijita Herath said the government's decision to stop chemical fertilizer and import organic fertilizer will help pro-government businessmen. He said it was a clear sign that pro-government businessmen were sacrificing the lives of farmers in the country for their personal benefit. He also said that although the government should have taken action to make the process of producing organic fertilizer locally and eliminating the use of chemical fertilizers in a long-term manner, the decision was taken as a sudden decision was a boon to a number of businessmen and a step taken by the government only to please them. The Island reports that the College of Medical Laboratory Science President Ravi Kumudesh yesterday disputed a health ministry claim that the PCR testing could not be increased in the short run. He said that there was no immediate need for more PCR machines and the ones available could be used to conduct more tests if the health ministry so desired. According to Kumudesh, with the existing machines and the personnel handling them, it is possible to easily increase the PCR testing capacity by 300% overnight. The US President Joe Biden has appointed Dr. George E. Gabriel to the President's Commission on White House Fellowships. Dr. Gabriel is originally from Sri Lanka and has studied at the University of Kalania before immigrating to the US to pursue his doctoral education on a Fulbright scholarship. In other news, yesterday Amnesty International has issued a statement on how Sri Lanka is struggling to respond effectively to the COVID-19 third wave. It said that Amnesty International has found that with ad hoc plans for vaccine distribution, challenges in procuring the required quantity of vaccines, and serious failures in addressing the needs of the most at-risk populations like prisoners and factory workers, the Sri Lankan government has failed to guarantee the right to health. The roles of the government of Sri Lanka and the international community are critical at this juncture when Sri Lanka is struggling with a third wave of the virus and the number of daily cases have risen to more than 2,500 a day in a population of just 21 million people. That's all the news in the Sri Lanka News Podcast today. Have a good weekend. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sri Lanka News Podcast. If you would like to stay updated about the daily news, politics, and international relations of Sri Lanka, be sure to subscribe to this podcast.